Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 FY25 earnings conference call of PNC Infratech Limited, hosted by Centrum Broking Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mangesh Bhadang from Centrum Broking Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Bhadang.
Thanks, Michelle. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Centrum Broking, I'm pleased to welcome you all on the PNC Infratech Limited second quarter FY25 earnings conference call. We have with us today the Managing Director of the company, Mr. Yogesh Jain, along with the senior management team of the company. We'll begin the call with the opening remarks from the management, which will be followed by the interactive Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of PNC Infratech Limited, I extend a warm welcome to everyone for joining us today on this call. Let me start wishing everyone on the call a very happy Deepavali and a prosperous New Year from PNC Infratech family. Today, I have with me Mr. T.R. Rao, Director Infra, Mr. D.K. Maheshwari, Senior Vice President Finance, and Strategic Growth Advisors, our investor relations advisors. We have uploaded the financial results and investor presentation on the stock exchange and company's website for your reference. Initially, I would like to mention key updates of the industry, followed by operational developments of the company and highlights of financial performance during the second quarter and the first half year of financial year 25, post which we will be happy to answer your questions. Over the past 6 months, the infrastructure sector experienced unprecedented subdued execution activity, largely impacted by intensely widespread monsoon during the period from mid-May till mid-September, critically low new project awarding activity by MoRTH, including NHAI, over the past 1.5 years, and the delayed deliberation of appointed dates for the already awarded projects due to non-availability of enough vacantly purchased land for commencement of construction, complete hold on the Bharatmala program, and the general election of 2024. MoRTH and NHAI awarded only around 700 kilometers of new projects until August 31, 2024, while around 2,700 kilometers of nationalized were constructed during this period. Both were significantly lower than 1,750 kilometers awarded and 3,200 kilometers constructed during the corresponding period in financial year 2024. Though, as per the MoRTH and NHAI, the bidding awarding activity would be expedited in coming months starting from December 2024 onwards. Across all the modes of implementation, commencement of physical execution of awarded projects will always be subject to availability of sufficient vacant land in contiguous stretches for uninterrupted construction. It is also a fact of recognized that even though large number of projects could be awarded before the end of current financial year, visibility of progress and translation into revenue could only be seen from the second half of financial year 2026, not before that. While national highway and expressway awarding activity remained muted over the past 1.5 of the year at the central level, industry witnessed a significant headway in new projects bidding activity by the Indian Railways across its zones and by some of central PSUs. As new governments have recently been formed in the state of Telangana, Andhra Pradesh, Haryana, and Jammu Kashmir, and after the ongoing elections, new government will be formed in Maharashtra and Jharkhand. Significant new business opportunities in infrastructure space are expected to emerge in the near future these states. New projects are also expected to be launched in airports development space in coming months, and many of the domestic airports are poised for major upgradation and expansion activity. On the project implementation front, during the quarter, company subsidiary PNC Chericherry Private Limited received provisional completion certificate for four laning of Chericherry to Harihar HAM project on 11th September 24, and PNC Bithur Highway Private Limited received final completion certificate on 29th October 24 for four laning of Aligarh Kanpur Package 5 HAM project. During the third quarter of current financial year, the company subsidiaries Hathras Highway Private Limited and Hardoi Highway Private Limited expected to receive provisional completion certificate for four laning of Mathura Valsi and Hardoi Bypass HAM project respectively. On the project awarding front, the company received LOA on 10th October 24 for an EPC project of contract value rupees 2040 crore from SIDCO, Bombay, for integrated infrastructure development in town planning scheme 8-9-12 of NAINA project. Second, received LOA for two EPC projects from Maharashtra State Road Development Corporation, MSRDC, for an aggregate contract value of rupees 4,630 crores on 14th October 24, including construction of access control Pune Ring Road Package E2 for rupees 2,268 crore and construction of access control expressway from Jalna to Nanded Package JNE4, which is connected to Nagpur Mumbai is Samriddhi Mahamarg for rupees 2,362 crore. With the award above mandate, the total new business secured in the current financial year till date come to rupees 6,670 crores. Company has received rupees 62 crores in the month of August 24 and rupees 108 crores in the month of 24, totaling rupees 170 crores out of the total outstanding of 222 crores from the government of Andhra Pradesh towards work done in the canal upgradation project in AP. And company will be resuming execution of remaining works of the canal project of value over rupees 900 crore shortly. Moving on to the operational and financial performance of the company. Out of the company's 28 fund-based projects, 3 are BOT toll projects, 2 are BOT NOT projects, and 23 are HAM projects. Aggregate bid project cost of 23 HAM project is over rupees 30,000 crore, which is one of the largest highway HAM projects portfolio in the country. Out of total 23 HAM projects, company achieved PCOD, COD for 11 projects. 8 projects are under construction, out of which 4 projects are expected to achieve PCOD before the end of current financial year. 3 projects achieved financial closure and appointed dates are expected to be delivered shortly. For one project, concession agreement was executed with the authority on 7th March 24 and financial closure document has been executed and submitted to MPRDC for the financial closure. Total equity investment requirement for ongoing and awarded HAM projects is rupees 3,092 crore. As of September 24, company already invested rupees 2,220 crores and remaining equity of rupees 872 crores to be invested over the next 2 to 3 years. The internal accruals that would be generated over the next 2 to 3 years should be adequate to meet the above equity investment requirements. Now moving on to our order book. As of 30th September 24, the company unexecuted order book stands over rupees 19,900 crores, which includes three EPC contracts secured by the company for aggregate contract value of rupees 6,670 crores. Out of the unexecuted order book, highway and expressway contract contribute around 65%, while water, canal, area development and railway project contributes around 35%. In terms of the proponents of total unexecuted order book of over rupees 19,900 crores, value of MORTH including NHAI contract comes to 33% and value of contracts awarded by other authorities and other clients comes to 67%. During the first half of financial year 25, company has booked a total revenue of rupees 429 crore in the drinking water segment. Now I would present the results for the quarter and half year ended September 30th, 2024. The standalone revenue for second quarter of financial year 25 is rupees 1,149 crores. The EBITDA for second quarter of financial year 25 is 134 crores. The EBITDA margin for the second quarter of financial year 25 is 11.6%. The profit for the second quarter of financial year 25 is rupees 81 crore. The PAT margin for the second quarter of financial year 25 is 7%. Standalone revenue for H1 financial year 25 is rupees 2,894 crores. The EBITDA for H1 25 is rupees 727 crore, which is higher by 54% as compared to 473 crores in the H1 financial year 24. The EBITDA margin for H1 financial year 25 is 25.1%. The profit for H1 financial year 25 is rupees 502 crore as compared to rupees 296 crore in H1 financial year 24, a growth of 69% on a year-to-year basis. The PAT margin for H1 financial year 25 is 17.3%. Consolidated revenue for second quarter of financial year 25 is rupees 1,427 crore. The consolidated EBITDA for second quarter financial year 25 is rupees 356 crore. The EBITDA margin for quarter 2 financial year 25 is 25%. The consolidated PAT for the second quarter of financial year 25 is rupees 83 crore. The PAT margin for quarter 2 financial year 25 is 5.8%. Consol half yearly revenue for financial year 25 is rupees 3,595 crore. The consol EBITDA for H1 financial year 25 is 1,325 crore as compared to rupees 836 crore in H1 financial year 24, a growth of 58%. The EBITDA margin for H1 financial year 25 is 36.9%. The consolidated PAT for H1 financial year 25 is rupees 659 crore as compared to rupees 329 crores in H1 financial year 24, a growth of 100%. The PAT margin for H1 financial year 25 is 15.3%. On the standalone balance sheet side, as on 30th September 24, our net working capital cycle is 144 days. Our net worth on standalone basis is rupees 5,269 crore as on 30th September 24, whereas total standalone debt is rupees 410 crore. The total cash and bank balance as on 30th September 24 is rupees 640 crore. We have a net surplus of 230 crore. This translates to net debt to equity of 0.08 times. Our net worth is rupees 500. Consolidated net worth is rupees 5,830 crores. whereas total debt is ₹8,780 crores as on date 30th September 24. The total cash and bank balance, including current investment, is ₹1,535 crores. This translates to net debt to equity of 1.5 times. With this, we now open the floor for question and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. You may please press star and one to ask questions. The first question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Sir, just to check on the what we recently discussed regarding the MORTH 1 year ban. So any update first? What kind of even I think our writ petition has been rejected. So what's the course of action for us? And when can by when can we have some clarity on that part? So that is one. So and then if there is no clarity, then in terms of the inflow, how we are now looking at how much more. And from which segment, sectors are we looking at to get the orders?
Mr. Shah, good afternoon. Yes, you know that you mentioned that the petitions have been not been allowed by the single page bench of Honorable High Court. We are evaluating options, including filing of an appeal against the order of the MORTH as well as the order of the single judge. We are evaluating that one of the options. We are also taking measures to mitigate the impacts because of this order. How we can mitigate, to what extent we will be able to mitigate. And in case of any positive results, we will certainly share after intimating to the exchanges. However, we are hopeful of getting certain relief from current challenging situation for the letter. Second thing, we'll keep all the stakeholders updated any material development in this matter after due intimation to the exchanges. And we appreciate and we trust that you will understand the sensitivity of the matter and will not seek any further details or further elaboration of the matter being the sensitive. With regard to order book, we still maintain, as you had mentioned in the beginning of the year, that our order book for the current financial year guidance would be between 13,000 to 15,000. Already we secured around 6,700 crores of orders already. So remaining, we are expecting another 6,000 to 8,000 orders from authorities and proponents other than MORTH mark, because there are opportunities we identified. So we'll be pursuing those opportunities to secure further business before the end of current financial year.
Sir, if you can help there, which sector, which authority, even at state level, any state authority room projects are we looking at? Is there any, are any bids where we have already bidded and outcome is yet to come, and how much more are we planning to bid, maybe sector-wise possible? That will be helpful because this is the most important thing for us too in terms of to get revenue visibility.
See, we had already submitted eight bids for the projects floated by authorities other than NHA and MORTH. Some of them are state and some of them are central, including railway bids, with a value of over 11,000 crores. The price bids of these bids have to be opened. So maybe next 1.5 months, price bids of these bids should be opened. So we are hopeful of getting some progress from these bids. And further, MORTH, other than again MORTH and this thing, there are around 12 bids have been invited by other agencies and other authorities having an aggregate value of 14,000 crores, which we have identified for bidding, and we'll be bidding these projects, we'll be evaluating these opportunities and bidding these projects in the coming months. So 11,000 already bid and 14,000 we identified. So total 25,000 crores worth of projects we are pursuing.
We need to get a very good success rate in this 25,000 crore to get the 6 to 8,000 crore kind of orders that we are looking at. So now just to get back in terms of the guidance what we previously said, so in terms of revenue, so till now 19% degrowth is there standalone. Last time we said flat to minus 10% growth. So now what's the stand and for FY26? We said 15-20% growth. So what's the revised guidance and also on the EBITDA margin also?
Given the situation, the revised guidance for the FY25 would be 15-20% and decline. And accordingly, FY26 would be up to 30% plus growth.
Margin will be the same 12-12% we previously guided?
Yes. It's
around the previously guided. Okay. Sir, if you can help us with a couple of balance sheet data points, that would be grateful, and even the project-wise order book. So mobilization advance, retention money, HAM datas, water datas.
Can you again discuss this one, because there are other participants are there, so request you to again, we will come back on this one going forward.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sarvesh Gupta from Maximal Capital Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon. Thank you. Sir, before I ask the question...
I'm sorry to interrupt, sir. I would request you to please use your handset because your voice is not clear.
Yeah. Just before I ask the question, I could not hear the revised guidance. So is it 15-20% decline or what was it?
Yes. It is minus
15 to 20% decline.
And next year 30% growth. And margins to remain in
5.5%. Yeah. Margins will be around 13%.
In FY26 will be around 13%.
And sir, now that you know this matter which has come up of the ban by MORTH, so you must have had discussions with about this asset sale with the counterparty. So, is there any problem in terms of doing that transaction, or everything is going as per plan?
We don't see any problem in the transaction. Everything is as per the plan.
And sir, by when are we planning to close this thing, and when can we expect to receive the money?
Out of 12 assets for which we had entered into a master security purchase agreement in the month of January, we expect to close 10 assets before end of the current financial year, and the remaining 2 assets will be in the next financial year.
Remaining in the next 2 financial year, okay.
Yeah.
Now coming to your growth, the execution in this quarter, you know, that has been sort of very subdued, like almost for H1 also, sir, it is almost down by 30-odd%. So how do we see the execution? I can understand that now, you know, no new orders will flow through. But in any case, if they were to come, you know, that would have been probably impacting the revenue of FY26 and not FY25, which is coming from the current order book only. So why should we have such a decline in FY25, 50-20%, and why are we seeing such slow execution on our existing order book in terms of revenue translation?
See, really appreciate your kind concern about the decline in the revenues. Particularly what has happened in the, if you see the background of last one and a half years, it's nearly 2 years, the awarding activity has been very slow by the MoRTH, which was one of our focus sectors and focus authority. As you know, last 1.5 to 2 years, the awarding activity has been very slow. One way the ministry talks about 40 kilometers of road per day they have to build. They are targeting 40 kilometers of road per day, whereas they are awarding less than 10 kilometers per day awarding. Awarding is less than 10 kilometers. In this current, for last 5 months, the awarding activity has been less than 6 kilometers, whereas they are talking about 40 kilometers of per day construction. So awarding activity has been very slow. So we could not get the new orders last 1.5 years, particularly from the MoRTH. And then strategically we shifted our focus and we shifted our efforts to other areas and other state governments. That is one aspect. Second thing, they also, as our MD has mentioned, they put a brake on the Bharatmala project. There were the general elections this year to the parliament. And also the monsoon was very active, very insistent rains and very widespread across our project areas. This time unprecedentedly monsoon continuously it was raining, and particularly in our water sector where we had need to lay the pipelines below the this thing and also construct the water tanks below the right from the underground. So these projects have been severely affected progress. That has happened in the second quarter. This is one. And third important thing, though we got more than 6,000 worth of new projects before last year, these projects could not be taken up due to non-availability of sufficient land, particularly in the contiguous stretches. That is Varanasi to Calcutta, 3 HAM projects, 1 MPRDC projects, and 1 project in Kurdistan. So nevertheless, so we have 8 new mandates, 5 already awarded mandates and 3 recently awarded mandates from MSRDC and CIDCO. These 8 mandates will have a value of over 11,000 crores, for which we are expecting our appointed dates before end of this calendar year. And we are quite hopeful that we commence the construction and pre-construction activities right now. In case of Maharashtra projects, immediately after the current election process and code of conduct gets over, we'll commence. And we'll see some sizable income from these new 8 projects in the Q4 of FY25, and we'll get a significant income from FY26 onwards from these projects.
Understood, sir. In the Maharashtra, the 2 projects now, in case there is a change in the government, do you foresee any problems in terms of getting the final orders for these 2 projects, which are sizable part of your unexecuted order book?
No. We don't foresee. If a continuity of policies are there, even last time also, there has been a change in government when we are executing Nagpur-Mumbai Expressway, and we didn't get any issue over there. And now also contract agreements have been signed for all these projects. So we don't foresee any issue.
And advance is also taken.
The mobilization advances have been received. So we don't foresee any issue in the, any of the Maharashtra projects. Because the development of, these are the very developmental projects and very crucial for the socio-economic development of the state. We don't see any issue.
Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Nitin Dharmawat from Aurum Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Okay. My question is, sir, after this order which has come, have we won any new contracts or we are yet to get that from authorities other than NHAI, of course?
Yeah. As I mentioned, we submitted 8 bids to Indian Railways different zones and 1 bid to Haryana Rail Infrastructure Development Corporation and also 4 bids to MSRDC. These are all other than the MOT bids. The opening of price bids are awaited because the code of conduct is in place in Maharashtra. So this 11,000 crores, we expect some projects will secure. We are hopeful of that.
Got it. And what is the growth you mentioned? I missed that in the top line this year and next year. What is the guidance that we are given?
We had already mentioned this year there would be a decline between 15% to 20% in the top line. And whereas next year we see a growth on a plus side up to 30% for FY25.
Got it. And what is the EBITDA guidance that you have given for this year, sir?
Current year we are given up to 12.5% and next year would be around 13%.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Jyoti Gupta from Nirmal Bang. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much, sir, for taking my question. This is related to your... am I audible? Just want to know, how does this affect your credit rating in terms after this order? Do you think, will that impact in any way your balance sheet items because of this order?
After this order, they have already reviewed our rating and they have gone through their committee. It's still same double A plus long term.
Sorry, sir, I missed out. What did you say?
They reconfirmed the same rating. There is no change in the rating. The rating agency duly scrutinized the things post declaration of this order and they reconfirmed the thing same as a AA plus for long term.
Okay. That will be it. That's my question. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, can you just provide the data on the detail of 10 assets which you are going to monetize now in FY25? So what would be the equity value and what was the investment in those 10? Earlier, we had broken up in 10 and in 7 and 5 assets. So can you provide similar data for 10 and 2 assets?
Your 10 assets equity value is 1490 as against the 1739 of 12 assets, and enterprise value will be around 7690 crore. That enterprise and that will be around 5500.
Okay. And secondly, sir, we saw that muted execution in JJM for the second quarter. So was it only due to the heavy monsoon or also the due to delayed payments? So how have been the payments so far on the JJM side? And last time we guided for revenue of 1500 crores from JJM. So what would be the revised guidance given the weaker execution in first half?
The revised guidance is 1200 crores. This is basically essentially due to the active monsoon. Many of the works affected at the site because even post-monsoon also, post-train also, this after effects will be there because the most of the works are to be executed below the ground. Essentially, we heard that. And since we have sufficient working capital, any delay in the payment didn't affect our work. And with regard to the payment, we are getting the payments. Certain payments are due, exact figures we'll share separately. But we don't foresee, because the 50% grant has to come from central government and 50% has to be given by state. And being a priority sector, we don't foresee any long-term issues in payments, but maybe there may be slight interruptions in the payments.
Then lastly, can you provide a breakup of equity investment over 25 to 27 of the 872 crore pending equity?
Yes. In case we receive the appointed of the on the BOT project, so this year we have to infuse around 486 crore, and FY26 is 256, and FY27 is 132 crore.
This includes
this going projects, yeah.
8 ongoing projects.
And so we expect appointed for all the projects by December 24th.
Yeah, we are expecting, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, sir. Those are my questions.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Dipesh Agarwal from UTI AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. So my first question is to understand is on the pipeline on the JJM projects. I think it has been quite long since we have last won the projects in JJM. How is the pipeline looking at, and are we active in bidding for those projects?
No, we are certainly looking very actively for in case of any further closures comes up in the JJM space. As of now, there's no major process in the JJM because of the elections and Madhya Pradesh and all that happened last year, and that followed by general elections for the Lok Sabha. So if any projects are coming up in JJM, certainly we'll look into those opportunities for pursuing.
Sure. And sir, I want to understand on the diversification side, now with the restriction on the major project, major customer on the road, how are you thinking about diversification beyond road and water? I understand you are bidding for some railway projects, but beyond this, what is the your preparedness in bidding for project, team building, etc.?
No, apart from railway project, as you know, we got the area development project, major area development project from CIDCO. It is certainly a diversification because it's not a highway project, it's not a railway project, it's a area development project. Around the Navi Mumbai airport, this NAINA project is Navi Mumbai airport influential notified area. They're constructing a new city over there under different town planning schemes. It's a comprehensive development of a new city. So we got that project for more than 2,000 crores. It's certainly it's a big thing, and it will also open vista for us for the entering into the area development projects across the country. So this is the one diversification area, and also we are pursuing similar projects. Some of the projects are coming up in UP also by UPSIDA, the area development and industrial area development. And we are also railway, we have big railways, and we have a senior railway officers, we superannuated from railway, so they are also pursuing, and railways also. And water segment, apart from the Jal Jeevan mission, we are also looking at the other water projects, including treatment plants and all, with some collaboration with the joint ventures. So we are looking all the options, so into to foray into diversification, foray into new sectors and new spaces.
Okay, okay. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Parikshit Kandpal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, my first question is, these two projects which you said will move into FY26, so these are the Kujra and the Bundelkhand projects?
We are Chalakeri and
Meerut. Meerut, Najimabad. Chalakeri and Meerut. So these two, where the issue has been, the bidding has been suspended, so they continue to be part of that 10 projects which will get exercised in FY25.
Yes. As you know, these two are the SPV projects. Any suspension of bidding and all doesn't have any consequence to these projects. These projects meant for exclusively for implementation of a particular project. So the bidding and all is a totally inconsequential to these two projects. So these two projects will be a part of first tranche, which we expect to close before the end of the current financial year. Only Meerut Najimabad and Chalakeri Hiriyur, where we got the PCOD lately. So those two projects will be in the next financial year. That also will be able to close during the first quarter of next financial year.
Okay. So second question is, when someone is debarred, like now, I mean, if the bids are not opened, and generally the contractor gets disqualified. But in case where the LO has been signed and FC has been achieved, like in case of three projects which are pending AD, so how does the authority assess those projects? So will those projects be progressed, or is it like legally binding now on the authority to proceed and award those projects? But there's still some room that they may still reevaluate and look at how it get awarded?
No. This awarding project and this thing is irreversible, and this debarment order affecting from 18th of October, This has nothing to do with those projects. So these projects will go as per the thing, and whatever the projects we secure, those projects will go ahead with the execution and we will complete those projects. So there is no point of any kind of a review of these projects in view of the order in question.
So the LO is the main document, which basically is the cutoff kind of a document where if it has been issued before that date, so then this has to be honored by the authority.
Okay. Even we have executed the contract agreements for these projects and we have received the mobilization advance also.
Okay, so for all these three projects, Varanasi, Ranchi, and this three packages, so you have received mobilization advance also?
Those projects are appointed dates are yet to be declared. Those concession agreements have been signed.
Concession agreements
and the financial closure are achieved. So those projects appointed dates will be declared. So that's nothing to do with this order.
So I just want to understand legally how it is binding in terms of like what the cutoff date. So is it the LOA which decides that or the signing of concession agreement that decides that the authority will not take any punitive actions against these three projects? So how do you, what confidence you have on that? So what determines that, I want to understand.
Even opening of the bid itself with the cutoff date before LOA, if the bids, financial bids are opened,
okay.
Because it's a only for bidding process. So that is the thing. If LOA is given, it's a totally irreversible.
Okay. So now just on the AP side, now, so one thing you touched upon was that the project, the canal project, is now restarting and you have received the payments. Just wanted to understand any of the opportunities you look at now, the building out of the AP city, AP state. So any further opportunities you're looking kind of replace the shortfall which may happen due to NHI from the AP state?
We are certainly looking at the opportunities because even for the Amaravati, new capital for the AP, World Bank is granting 15,000 crores work for the infrastructure development there. And also state government is coming with some other projects. Also the state government is connecting both Godavari and Krishna and Penna rivers. So many irrigation projects that may come up in the state government. So certainly we'll look at those opportunities. We'll pursue it because this government has got more than four years of tenure, certainly we'll pursue opportunities there.
I mean, because your guidance of 14,000-15,000 for this year, despite not factoring anything from NHI itself, so you have that confidence that you'll be able to deliver that, right?
Yes.
Okay, sir. Sure, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jinay Mehta from LKP Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, you are audible, sir. Please proceed.
Yeah, sir. In the investor presentation, I see the EBITDA margin for the H1 FY25%. So, are we maintaining the same or did you mention 13%?
EBITDA margin FY25, as told by our TR Rao, it will be around 12 to 12.5%. In FY25. Okay. But however, in FY26, it will be around 13%.
Okay, because the first half I see, it is mentioned 25% for the H1 as of now.
No. Actually, H1, it includes the arbitration award. So it is... standalone also, because H1 includes the arbitration award. So it is showing that one, reflecting that one as a higher thing. Otherwise, the EBITDA margin without considering the arbitration award what we received, it would be between 12 to 12.5%, what you had mentioned
earlier. Without extraordinary
income. Okay, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Vishal Periwal from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. There's a couple of clarification. I think you mentioned that the pipeline of projects that you will be bidding or you have bidded is 25,000 odd crores. So 11,000 crores is railway. So this 14,000 crores is from which all authority? Can you give some breakup on that front?
See, 11,000 crores, 14,000 crores what we are thinking, there is eight railway bits are there, and there is one UP state industrial development area, and one UP expressways industrial development authority. There is one bit by Airports Authority of India, and one bit by Maharashtra State Industrial Development Corporation. So these are 12 bits, other than MOTH and NHA. So of a total value of 14,000 crores.
Okay, got it, sir. And then, is that the right way to understand the next year growth rate of 30%? I mean, again, it is dependent upon the timely receipt of AD, which we are expecting by December 24. That's the right way to understand, right, sir?
Exactly. See, whatever spillover things are there and the ongoing projects, because the eight HAM projects are ongoing, and also water project and canal projects, these are the projects which are ongoing. Definitely there will be a spillover of these projects with the balance four. Apart from that, the eight projects what we are going to receive appointed dates before end of the current calendar year. So these projects are value more than 11,000 crores. So coupling both will be 30% growth. 30% growth is also because of the low base effect of FY25.
Right, got it. And maybe one last thing, how are you seeing the capex for this year and anything on next year that you are planning as of now?
This year capex we want to revise from 80 to 100 crore to 30 to 40 crore, sir. And next year it will be around 100 to 120 crore.
Got it, sir. Yeah, that's all from my side, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Vasudev from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. So you said capex you are planning is 30 to 40 crores in FY25. So out of this, how much have we done in H1?
In H1, around 7 crore rupees only.
Okay, 7 crores. And can you help me with the toll collection numbers?
Yes. Toll collection in MP Highway, it was 9.8 crore. In Kanpur Highway, it's 18.1 crore. And Bareilly Almora is 15.1 crore.
Okay. And Narela one, sir?
Narela 11.2 crore. And Rivalry NUT 32.2 crore.
Okay, and so just one clarification, what is the amount that we've received from Andhra Pradesh, you said?
170 crores in two tranches. 70 crores in two tranches.
Okay, sure, sir. That's it for my time. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, will you now be able to share the balance sheet data points?
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for your kind patience.
Yeah. Sir, mobilization advance, retention money, HAM debtors, water debtors.
Mobilization advance is 290 crore. Retention is 140 crore. And HAM debtors is 500 crore.
And water debtors?
Water is 712 crore.
710. Okay, got it. Sir, is it possible to share a couple of outstanding project-wise order book value?
Yes.
Yeah, sir, Haryana Orbit Rail Corporation?
670.
And this irrigation project, AP?
950.
So, it seems some increase has happened there.
They revised the estimate. This increase happened from 1,000 crores to 1,100 odd crores.
Okay. And Kanpur-Lucknow Expressway Package 1 and Package 2? Package 1?
One is 400 and Package 2 is 430.
Okay. and Mathura Bypass Gaju Village?
It's almost complete. Ho gaye hai. Isme Yamuna 1B is 275 crore.
Mathura Bypass Gaju Village, last time it was 342 crore. You said it is completed.
No, I think there will be some confusion because there are two projects, 1B and 1C of Mathura. So 1B is 275 outstanding and 1C is only 20 crore.
And Hardoi, sir, Hardoi, how much is value left now?
80 crore, sir. Hardoi is also almost completed.
We are expecting PCOD soon.
Yeah, and this Uttav Lalganj and Meerut and Najibabad, that is also completed?
Almost completed. Around 20 crore, 15 crore is outstanding.
Both projects we received PCODs.
Okay, and last, Chalekaru Hariur.
Seventy crore, sir. 70.
Okay, sir. Sir, got it. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
We'll take the next question from the line of Sarvesh Gupta from Maximal Capital Private Limited. Please go ahead. Mr. Uh-huh. Gupta, yeah, please proceed.
Yes, sir. So this year, when these 10 road assets will be sold to the counterparty, I missed the earlier communication. So how much of the debt reduction will happen from the consol entity, and how much of your profit will be booked?
Profit will be booked at the time of the closing date, after adjustment of the entities. And as regards the debt, as we already informed that total debt was 6480 of all 12 assets.
So from your console, 6480 will go away?
Yeah. 8500, 6500 approximately, the debt will remain 2000 crores only.
And against this 1400 crore invested equity, how much is the equity sale value for this?
Sir, we have invested 1739 crore in all the 12 assets.
No, for this 10 assets.
All the 12 assets.
No, he's talking about 10 assets which are...
10 assets is only 1490.
1490, and how much are you getting in return?
It will depend at the closing of the deal when we will receive the payment, sir. Because there are certain adjustments.
See, this is a material and a financially significant information, so we'll not be able to share now without intimating to the exchanges.
But total enterprise value is around 7,700 crore.
Okay. Understood. Thank you.
We'll take the next question from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so thanks for the follow. Sir, for the SIDCO project, what would be our EPC share?
Which project?
NANA project.
Yeah, 95%.
Okay. And sir, for AP canal, now what is the outstanding receivable after the receipt of 172 crores?
Excuse me, we stand corrected. For NINA project, our share is 90% of the EPC value. 90.
Okay.
And AP Canal, we have an outstanding of 225 crores. Out of that, we released 170 crores. The balance outstanding would be around 55 crores.
Okay. And sir, now how do we see the execution panning out for this AP project in the next, in 25, 26 and 27?
See, we are expecting to commence the works in the month of December, because in the both canals, main canal and the branch canal, still water is flowing for the irrigation purpose. once the water supply stopped in these canals, we start from the either mid of December or from January. We expect a work done of 200 to 300 crores before the end of current financial year. And again, next year will be around 400 crores. We'll be able to share the some tangible figures only once we commence the work and how it will progress. Maybe in the next quarter, we'll be able to tell you.
And what is the revenue in first half from the project?
Revenue? See, and what happened every year, no revenue in the current quarter, two, because we are not able to do any work over there because both the canals are full.
Okay, okay. And sir, lastly, when do we expect the money to come from the asset monetization deal for both the phases?
First tranche of 10 assets, what my colleague had mentioned, before end of the current financial year, we should be able to release the money. And the remaining two before end of the Q1 FY26.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Those are my questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for your participation in our earning call. In case of further queries, you may get in touch with the Strategic Growth Advisors, our Investor Relations Advisors, or feel free to get in touch with us. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you, members of the management. On behalf of Centrum Broking Limited, that concludes this conference. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.